Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. You know that in our fortress we build brick by brick through strength, resilience, and balance. And today, we're talking about something super crucial. Prioritizing self-care for mental health. Ever feel like life's tossing you curveballs faster than a major league game? Like your to-do list is longer than the checkout line at the grocery store on Black Friday. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, and it can be easy to lose ourselves in the chaos. But listen up, because this is a game changer. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like putting on your own oxygen mask before helping others. You gotta be strong to support anyone else, right? Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Self-care, isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? Look, those things can be great, but self-care is so much more than that. It's about intentionally investing in your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Think of it as a personalized toolkit for navigating the ups and downs of life. Let me break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build your own self-care superpower. First up, define what self-care means to you. Forget those generic lists and societal pressures. What truly nourishes your soul? Is it a morning walk in nature? A good book curled up with a cup of tea? Painting? Journaling? Maybe it's simply taking a few minutes each day to breathe deeply and be present. Figure out what fills your cup and make time for those things, even when life gets hectic. Next, set realistic boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes to everything, then running on empty? Learn to say no gracefully, prioritize your commitments, and don't be afraid to delegate tasks. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. You've got this. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation master overnight, though that can be awesome too. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment. Take a few deep breaths, notice your surroundings, and engage fully with whatever you're doing. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental chatter and allowing yourself to truly experience life. Fuel your body. We all know eating junk food isn't doing us any favors, but nourishing your body with healthy foods is a powerful form of self-care. Think fresh fruits and veggies, whole grains, lean proteins, things that give you energy and make you feel good from the inside out. It's like giving your body the VIP treatment it deserves. Finally, prioritize sleep. Seriously, folks, enough said. Sleep is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Your mind and body will thank you for it. You'll feel more energized, focused, and ready to tackle the day. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend Sarah. She's super driven, always juggling work, family, and social commitments. Lately, she's been feeling exhausted, stressed, and irritable. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah realizes that she needs to prioritize self-care. So she starts incorporating small changes into her routine. Going for a 30-minute walk every morning, saying no to extra commitments, practicing mindfulness before bed, cooking healthy meals at home, and getting 7 minutes, 8 hours of sleep each night. Within a few weeks, Sarah's energy levels skyrocket. She feels calmer and more focused, and her relationships improve. She's rediscovered the joy in life. See, self-care isn't just about pampering yourself, it's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, let's recap. Remember to define what self-care means to you, set realistic boundaries, practice mindfulness, fuel your body with healthy foods, and prioritize sleep. These small steps can make a huge difference in your mental health and overall well-being. You deserve it. Now go out there and take care of yourselves. And remember, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little reminder about the power of self-care. Tag me on social media and let me know what your favorite self-care practices are. Can't wait to hear from you. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Strength.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.